only did she fail to change her husband, but she also invited destruction into their lives through her disobedience. Faith in self will always bring failure. We are to put no confidence in the flesh. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. Not in our own flesh or anyone else's. However, when we enter into a relationship with God, we can realize an awesome truth. God wants to take care of us. We can retire from self-care. Trust in God sows a harvest of blessing and peace. When our circumstances seem out of control, or when others are hurting us or taking advantage of us, we naturally want to try to line things up in our favor. God wants to give us favor, and we must trust Him for it. Like me, many people have difficulty trusting God because of past hurts. But God is not like other people. We can trust Him. Psalm 23, verse 6 tells us, "Surely or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life." How comforting it is to be assured of His special care. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on Him, for He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. This is a wonderful verse. Although God wants to take care of us, His hands are tied by our unbelief and works of the flesh. He is a gentleman and will not just take over without being invited to do so. He waits until we give up the job of self-care and place our trust and confidence in Him. The law of faith mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 is this. When you stop trying to take care of yourself, you release God to take care of you. I have discovered that it is very hard to walk in obedience to God and in love with others if my primary interest is that I don't get hurt or taken advantage of. However, when I allow God to be God in my life, He honors three distinct promises He makes in Psalm 91, verse 15, which says, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." According to this verse, when we trust God to take care of our concerns, number one, He will be with us in trouble. Number two, He will deliver us. And number three, He will honor us. Honor is a place of lifting up. When God honors a believer, He lifts up or exalts that person. When we refuse to try to take care of ourselves, we are admitting that we need God's help. It is an act of humility, and that act of faith places us